Itmar lo pasuach marabais la aliyah. Amravuna mieshle pesach echad chaim zuzo achas. And mieshle beis pesach chaim shteim zuzo. We'll see later on what the chiddush over there is. L'chayr it's pashut zach. The story from the Charles. We'll do it. Let's finish the block, then we'll do it. Amara papa shmami nom der funa hay in joina this the arba bavi khay ba arba mezuz that's four doors khay mezuz up shito that you have got the rug of khad still you need four doors I'm a high pisca da kana it's on a corner it's a corner it's on the angle the khad high pisca da kana khay mezuz I'm going to ba halas the pitzim doesn't have door posts I'm going to ade ade pitzim the wall is the door post a papa ikla be mashmo khaza ho pisca the
look You don't have the
they
top.
Say that because usually, even if you don't have the doorpost, he held that when you have flat, so they serve as the doorpost.
Right.
But he said since it was on a corner and ended by one wall, that's not a doorpost. He says no, that's still considered a doorpost.
But you don't have the top.
No, the top you should have. Top is never a question.
What do you have the top?
Top you had. It was a doorway. Problem is you're not betzimin. The kshayla had to learn this. How to learn this thing? The machlokes is how to learn if there's a straight wall in the end or it was like just an end. One doorpost. You can't do it. Mahi, Tanya, Besecha, be Oscha Mena Yemin. How do you know? Maybe it's from the small. Besecha. My Tamuda, Rabba. Derech bi oscha min ayimin. Dechi akar inish kai di min akar. When you walk, you first mederech tefis. You know when you walk your mitzvah, you walk your kid down to the chuppah. The guy will tells you the instructions. Tells you derech tefus. As they say.
Don't remember that.
So Shuli today in the afternoon said no. It was only him, not his parents. I said now you know why it took you a little while to get into the marriage. You know, because you were with the link first. Yeah. What? I don't know, it's late. Also, you're not feeling so well. I think you should go to sleep. Rav Shmuel bar Acha, Kamei de Rav Papa, Meshmei de Rav, Bar Ula, Amar Mahach, Vayikach Yoyod HaKoyin Aroin Echad, Vayikam Chor, Bedalsoi, Vayitin Oysa Yitzal HaMizbeach.
Yeah, this was this morning's Haftarah.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay, Miyamin, Bevoi, Ish, Beis Hashem, Menostin, Shema, Akaham, Shema, Asaf, Eskola, Kesa, Amu, Beis Hashem. I wasn't Achas, the Rebbe Shmuel, because I'm in tzarich shoyim al mashke, while shtei mezuzah she'ein tam loymer, shtei mat lam shtei zebonav komak shnei mezuzah ein el achas ad shifar lachkos shtayim. Unless Torah explains, Torah baruch saftim yochik v'na avonim, you should write the mezuzah on a stone. Nema kam k'siv, nema al k'siv, mal hal al sefer by get, afkan al sefer oiklach derech zu. Nema kam k'siv, nema al k'siv by devarim, mal al avonim, afkan al avonim. Nearly midayim, don't k'siv on hangs al doris, which is a get, k'siv on hangs doris, which is mezuzah. Which is the stones, only time Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a one-time deal. And from there, you see there has to be a sefer and it's the yoy. It says uchsavta amazuzos. The unik siva. On the actual post, that's what we think. Ba'at amrit neilav k'siv k'siv from get the Torah, the parsha's words of the post. Because the parashas are makro chsaftam on the post. Yeah, makro chsaftam k'siv tamo, and it is the yoy and avonim. It's not that's not considered k'siv tamo. Doesn't stay. Va'adar.
Or actually, it did stay because that they peeled off. That they peeled it off. They would for some reason said they wrote it on sin.
Yeah, but I'm talking about regular doorpost. I'm going to go, Saftim k'sivatama, v'hadar al mezuzos. First, that's the Ksiva Tama, and then you put it onto the mezuzah. You're not that you write on the mezuzah. Umeach the Ksiv, uchsavtam, and you can't write a mezuzah on stone. So I gzeir shava that we learn on Lamali. What does it help you? Gzeir shava, amamina lichtav avana. You engrave.
And then put the stone on it.
You engrave in the stone, velikva asifa, and then you put it on this doorpost. Kamashala, no. Okay. One letter. Pshita. What this was, either means it's not touching one letter to another letter, or it has to have parchment around it. Zog the Gemara. Yeah. Tarabana. It says three times in the Torah, Teitofos. Oh, I forgot to bring the paper. Teitofos, one time it's Mole, and two times it's Kosser. So Teitofos. Harekan Arba, two Kosser, which is one, and
Teitofos is two. There
you go. Kibam Eitzach, you have to come on to the way it was written. Why? Because Tat, the Mokim, the Kasvi, Ishtaim, Upat, the Afriki, Ishtaim. Tarabon, Yachu Yichtavim, so Mele, Taitafais, that itself is four. So the Gemara, Tarabon, Yachu Yichtavim, Al Arba Iris, going on Tvilon Shal Rosh. So you have Tvilon Shal Rosh, this is Tvilon Shal Rosh.
Why is this Tvilon Shal Rosh?
Wait, look.
You don't do this.
This is Tvilon Shal Rosh. Tvilon Shal Rosh has four separate compartments, and each one inside gets its own Parsha, and you wrap the parsha with a gid.
No.
With a string.
The hair goes on the
end. A hair, whatever. I don't know what it is. Yeah. You wrap each parsha, and you stick it in here. Now, shayad is one long piece. You stick it in. This is a bird's eye view, so you can see how. I guess I don't know what happened there. Now, tefillin like this, just to let you know. Berger said that his father, a guy, came to birth his father with a pair of tefillin. And it was totally open. The father said, what happened? So I learned that you have to have a space. So I took a knife and I
sliced it down.
Right? I like to make sure that it's a space. Okay. And then the whole tefillin came apart. I guess the guy knew. Now, I don't know how they keep it together. My tefillin don't look like this. No, they don't glue it.
Yes, they do.
No.
Almost
100%.
No. Yep.
You're not supposed to use...
They put glue between the top, a very small amount.
You're not supposed to.
Of course they do.
No, you're not supposed to use. No. No.
The bomb they glue also?
No. They don't glue.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
Okay. How much you want to do?
We're going to talk to Berger tomorrow.
Okay.
My father, I guess not. My father had it in Torah with someone, and it's a shul. He gave his film to check, and the guy glued him back. And there's a chumra not to have glue.
Yes. That's something else. And even the people that chumra not to use glue, they still use a minimal amount of glue.
I don't think you're right.
Shachter, the other guy, one of those
Berger will know.
One of these fancy bottom people that everybody's worried if after today, he uses a small amount of glue, because otherwise it will spread apart. It's a natural
thing. I was wondering the same thing, you know what I mean? Because it looks like this originally.
Well, that's spread apart. That's weird. Because if you look at the one that's chopped off, it doesn't see it's more a lot more straighter.
Right.
It's still separate. They're not squished together tight.
This one must be a messed up one because it's not tight at all.
No.
This is a lot tighter, see this? Right.
Because I got you right separate.
Anyway.
You got the pieces from Berger?
Berger. So like this it says, turn around, Yachu Yichtavim al Arba Iris. You'll see in a minute. Yachu Yichtavim al Arba Iris, V'yinichim Arba Batim, Barba Iris, separate.
You do that, Mishal Roish.
Let's see. Tam loy is a koren bein necho. Is a koren echad amatov loishnayim shloish zekoynus. Okay, tzad. So what do you do? Koytzlo arba iris omenich ba'arba batim. Separate. Ba'ar echad. What happens if it's one ar? Ba'arba batim. Yeah. Koytzlo arba iris omenich ba'arba batim.
Ba'arba batim ba'ar echad. Four compartments,
one
partial,
and you like...
No. They go into four separate...
Look in that thing, he has a picture.
Okay. The arba batim, four separate batul, but or echalim, this is all one skin.
No,
I'm talking about the cloth right now.
No.
Yeah, look at the
Ba'ar echal means the whole thing is one thing.
He wrote the parshas from one thing.
No. Yeah, look at over there as a picture.
No,
but Arecha is going on tefillin.
No,
Arecha is going on tefillin.
That's what I'm saying, but Arecha.
Arecha is a tefillin. It's one like this.
One
it's one piece. See?
Should be made out of one skin.
So it's four compartments, and
yes.
You put it into a press.
That's what says. No, you're right on four separate parts. Nichum dal abatim, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That are made up. That are made out of.
Arecha. This whole thing is
Arecha.
Yeah, you see it in a minute. What you're talking about is in a minute. Ve'im kasvan ba'ar echad. He took all four parshas. Now he has a very good picture over there. Look at that.
No, we had the bottom.
He doesn't have a good one. He has a good picture over there.
Yeah. They all attach one piece.
So over there, you have a little issue.
Because how are you going to do it, right? How are you going to?
Vinichem arabatim.
Because how are you going to put this fourth?
You roll each one. You see, it's a cut.
Right, and then you cut, but there's still one R. And you
whatever.
Skip.
You somehow you finagle it. Yeah.
Yatzah.
The halach is yatzah. V'tzarech she'yeh revach ben
neim. You need to have a space.
Divrei Rabbi, Chama Ayrim, Ein Tzarech, V'shavin, Shenayis Chot, a Meshicha, Ben Kol Achaz V'Achaz. This is between each.
Well, if I wrap them up separately.
Each parasha has to have a Chot. Talking about the parashas, right?
If I did a Chot, or I did some type of thing between every compartment, then it's fine.
You need a tiny space between the two.
Yeah, very small.
So actually, so people now, I don't know why, and I don't like this, because it's a newfound technology, like in the 90s, 100s, and the 2000s started doing this. They schlep a gid between the bottom, and they tie it into the holes that go over here. And you could, if you look at your tefillin, you'll see that it's only recently they started this nonsense, that they put a gid in between. And when
why?
I got my tefillin recently.
Why did they do it?
He did it for me, and I said, why did you do that for? So he goes, oh, that's a new thing. But it's my Rashi tefillin aren't working. And it goes, no, because do it on the inside. I said, no, they don't do it on the inside. No, because they know there's a hole, so it's fine. To show that there's a hole.
That you could get through.
Yeah. So that's why, like, they put, you see over here how this leaves like a little circle here, and then there's circles that go down here, so they sew a gid through the bottom.
My tefillin don't have it.
Yes, they do. Bring your tefillin out. Just
I don't think my tefillin have it.
Bring your tefillin out.
That's all I'm not from 1990.
If they were open anywhere in the last 10 years, they have it. When was the last time you had your parashas checked?
Really?
You should.
I had my parashas checked once.
You don't have
just it? Because I was traveling and we had a whole water bottle and the water bottle was open.
Yeah, that's a check.
Saturated all the way through to the tefillin.
Yeah, we should check it. Definitely.
Yes, then I checked it. Baruch Hashem, but no, but actually the tefillin themselves are dry. We're pretty much dry.
Then you should check.
I asked the rabbi, he said, because I said, I have to drive back, now I'm all the way in Connecticut, wherever.
Right.
He's like, you don't have to drive back because the tefillin themselves are dry, but as soon as you get back, you should check.
And?
We're fine.
They're fine.
Interesting.
They have to go through the talus bag, through the talus, through the thing. So
yep. Okay, let's go a little bit. It's actually around my name. Divrei Rabbi, Yocham Oimrim, Ein Tzarech. V'shavin, Shnei Zechut HaMashichim Ben Kol Achaz V'Achaz. Ka'vi Sura. V'im Ein Charitzon.
Nikar. And if you don't have.
Nikar, Psulois.
If you can't separate, see, that's why if you look at.
No, it just means this. Doesn't it just mean Charitzon Nikar?
No, but if you look at regular film, you'll see that. Like you can see that.
A line. Just a line.
Exactly. Then it's
Psulois. Don't worry about it. Ketze Kaisvan. Tfilin Shayad, Kaisval Or Echad. Yem Kosova Arba Oiris, V'nichav Ba'isachad Yotzo. Tzorech L'dabik. You put a skin on top. And that's it.
You put this rush on your yad.
Right. So Gemara says, maybe that was the machoik of Yehuda. Amarav medibri shal of Yosi shechazav midvar shal of Yosi chazav of Yehuda. Fidmar eini vashalach efraim shmedi Rabbi Yechon tefil shiad oisayin shal roish. Shal roish eini oisayin shal yad. Shein bayim gdush shal chamur gdush shakalo. Because tefil shal roish is more chamur because it has shakai. It has a shin. And a dalal in the ritzua. And Shal Yad, it doesn't matter, it's still different. Oh, Shal Yad only has a Yud. The Ritzur is a Tzul.
The Ritzur is make the bias more Kaddish.
So it seems like.
It's interesting.
So Gemara is a loikasha. Ha batiko, ha bachadanuon. In fact, Gemara lamando amar asmano milsi.
But what's the difference between tanuot? Therefore, what? Therefore, it's already.
It wasn't set aside. So Gemara said, if you all asmano milsa, then it's a problem.
Said had already the ritzus tied on, or did it?
Doesn't matter. Never used it.
So who cares? Again, if you said
he never used it.
The ritzus have the make kedusha chmuro kedusha kala. What's the difference if it was used or not?
No,
they tied the ritzus on.
Doesn't matter. The kedusha only happens when you use it as tefillin.
So not when I tied the ritzus.
No. Kedusha happens when you use it as tefillin. If you didn't use it as tefillin, it's not a problem. So Gemara said, what about if you hold as manam milsi? You made it tonight. Tana baran kaitzah sidron. Now we're going to machlekes. I don't know if you know, there's something called Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Are you aware of Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin?
I just thought.
Okay, so something called Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin.
That's where I went to Israel to have enoch as tefillin at the kaitzah.
Oh, really? You bought them at Israel?
No.
Why did you start?
I turned 50. It was either my daughter getting married or me turning 50. Whichever one came first. So I turned 50 first. What am I supposed to do?
Okay, so you have like a zekel, a new zekel?
I didn't get a new one yet. My father sent me one. I have to go get a different one. I like it. It's coming.
How's your father's hand?
Huh?
How's your father's hand?
He has to do the doctor. He went to the doctor now that he was in his room.
But it's the wound healed? Because your father has a problem with that because
no,
blood.
No, that wasn't the problem. The problem is that he has to do therapy because he cut the tendons.
But it's good now? I'm saying there's no open wound or whatever.
No. He said that was so closed right away, but he has to... He had surgery on the tendons, and now he has to do therapy to actually strengthen the tendons. So
scary.
Before he went to Israel, the doctor was not happy. He came home, and the doctor
he went
was
to Israel.
He was also there.
Oh wow!
He went to visit his kid, my brother.
He could walk, no problem.
Yeah.
Hobbles around.
We actually went up to Anur called Karajbi. We went up together. It was very nice.
It's a lot of walking for a guy like your father.
Yeah.
You shechted by Reb Shimon something?
Yeah, sure.
All the Svardim shechted over there. They shechted over there.
No.
And Rabbi Meir, it's a big thing over there. I don't know if it's kosher, but whatever.
No, he didn't shecht anything.
Okay. You know what's crazy? I left America with a handbag.
You came back with three suitcases.
I come back, they stop me by my suitcase goes through. They're like, you have a knife in here? A knife? No. I don't know, I just came to America with it. I came yesterday to America. I mean, nobody stopped me. I don't have a knife. Like, there's a knife in the suitcase. A knife in the suitcase? Like a small knife? They're like, yeah, they opened my suitcase right by the park in the front. They had like a good camera. Like, they knew exactly where it was. They pull out a knife. It was a big knife. My son has a knife. He took it with him to Yeshiva Shabbos. But I went from Newark, nothing.
And Newark didn't catch it.
Nothing.
Yeah, the same thing. I went to Orlando on the way back. They found a switchblade. I was like a weatherman.
Oh.
I'm like, I literally just came to work this morning.
See,
how do we get it back?
Okay.
You can, as security, you can prepay to have them ship it back. So,
the first
time I did it, I paid the $20. The second time I said, this weatherman no longer worth $20.
Yeah.
Am I going to keep paying money to have a tool?
No, it wasn't. This thing, this knife is worth $5 or whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't care. Left in Israel, but the guy's like, our security in Israel is a little better than the one in Newark.
They picked out to have a cuticle, you know, pusher thing for whatever. It's a long metal stick and it's flat, and you know, whatever, they push the cuticles out. Picks these going through my whole thing. There's like four people that were looking. They went through the machine twice. They couldn't figure out what it was. He finds it. He's like, "Oh, this is all it is. Okay, you're fine."
The guy in front of me wasn't It was like a guy, like some kind of dignitary. I don't know who it was. Like a young guy who came, seemed like some kind of, I don't know what. And
you didn't go to Fatalis then?
No. And they scanned his bags, and they said, "Your bags are come with us." He's like, what? Like, you could go to the gate, we'll bring it to you. He's like, how do I know it's getting on the plane? It's like, you want to wait here? You might miss your plane. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
This was in Israel?
Yeah. The guy's like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? He's like, your bags are flagged in the system. There's nothing you could do about it. You could leave the airport now if you want. You want to get on that plane, with your bags. We have to take it. Two supervisors have to look at your bags. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. There's a system in the computer. It's non-negotiable. The guy's like, what are we talking about? I have two phones in there. He's like, I don't care if you have 15 phones. You can take your phones out if you want. We'll put your phones through a scanner. You can take them with you. He had two phones. They put it through a scanner. He left. He was fuming. What do you mean? He's like,
there's not.
Oh, yeah.
I was standing in line with those.
The front people, they give them the stamp to go into the country?
Yeah,
okay. A guy, a Chinese lady in front of me?
Nothing.
The line, when I went with my wife, the line was like probably 150, 200 people deep. And I told him, I said, whatever you do, there's one thing you need to focus on, me. If you see me moving, just hold on to me, because I know the system. Hold on to me. I saw the guy over there. Well, I saw the front guys all they went, they stuck around. The guy's like, give us the little piece of paper.
The white paper, that's it.
Yeah, let you go right there.
He comes to the plane, he's on the side, standing out, giving out the white paper.
He knows who the Jews are.
They know, they see a front guy like me, I'm wearing a hand jacket. You have to scan your passport, you get a paper, and then you just have to show it to them, and the guy just, they know everything. It's true, they know everything. America not. They don't know the difference.
When you go for the wheelie, you go right in the middle, right? You don't have to go to the sky. When I went the way out the first time, so I go there, there's two guys in front of me, and I was like, you know, they were waiting for the person by security, and I was like, we're schmoozing, where are you off to? We're going to Chicago. One guy's Indian, one guy's Asian, okay, yeah, we're going to Chicago, or yeah, whatever, just pay up for this, whatever. Okay, they call him up. I'm waiting for 5 minutes. They keep going back and forth. They said, can you please step to the side? They come up to me. All right, go. Next. It's like.
Chinese lady was 20 minutes. She stopped putting out her whole pocketbook.
Sure.
This paper, does this work? No, sorry. This paper, they momish date. Profile, they.
I went to a machine, and the guy in front of me had a pamphlet that when he was zipping it up, it like fell out. So the guy behind the security guy, he's wearing a screw guy, he's like, oh, where'd you get this from? So from that, he's like, oh, well, he's like, no, I want to know where is this printed? It was a Rabbi Lev Biederman booklet. He's like, and he wants to know where to get a copy. Do they have copies in Hebrew or just in English? Or I'm like, only in Israel.
This is like border agents. This is what they're busy with.
What they did to me, they basically asked me what I was coming there to sell.
If you book for someone else premium tickets on your account, it costs you money to book premium tickets or automatically? If I want to fly to Israel tomorrow and you book me on your, from you,
yeah.
It costs you money?
No.
It doesn't cost me if I use your credit.
Right, I'm saying, but you get it cheaper on your, because you're 1K.
Possibly, yeah. I definitely get award flights cheaper usually than most other people.
So if I have to go, like, Blazer wants to go with me after Purim. He has to go speak to her uncle, I'm sure.
It's possible,
go,
I get you, right?
For one day.
Well, you go for one day.
What do you mean, what's possible? Well, you know,
like, it's not like guaranteed because someone's a 1K global, you get it cheaper. It's impossible to know beforehand. Award tickets, you could get, like, this week, there's a ticket one day, it's like 13,500 points in there. It says 46% off. You know, you wouldn't get it, but I got it because whatever. But like, there's no way of knowing you're gonna get it cheaper.
Interesting. Well, they asked me as a buffer. They asked me.
It's night and day. LL for the United is night and day.
Full time already.
They asked me.
When you were buffer, it's a total different story than for today. You know that.
Yeah. He's been talking about the white papers. They don't.
I said, why are you going to yeshiva? He said, oh. Speak Yiddish. I said, no, I thought you were going to yeshiva.
Exactly.
Who's your rabbi? What's your rabbi? Which will be that?
I'm not sure the questions at this point.
The guy says, you take any money? No. Nobody gave you shlich mitzvah?
Really? The guy asked
you? Yes.
Oh, you're not on the way out?
Really?
The guy asked, you have any money?
Said,
how
much? I said, last time on the way in, he asked me. He was joking. You had no money, nothing. I took this time money because somebody asked me to drop off $8,500 by somebody in Beit Shemesh, whatever.
You got to be careful. You don't have your own money too.
So I had total about $11,000.
I don't go with any cash.
You get in trouble.
They'll just what do they do? Just take away $1,000?
I don't know.
What do they do? I don't know.
What do you need cash there for?
It wasn't that much over. I figured it's
fine. This is the third time that I went with zero cash. I don't need any
You don't
cash.
Need cash.
Zero cash. I went the first time with
get,
no cash.
Move it. You take a bus, you use move it.
How do you get shekels?
I don't need shekels. What do you need shekels for?
I give out, but a koisel, wherever I go.
You
so I brought this time, I brought 500 fives.
And they went the first time you were at the Kaisel in 30 seconds.
When
did you take
them out
like that?
No, I was at Kaisel at night, I gave out.
This guy's wish.
I was in the morning, I gave out maybe 30.
Really?
Maybe 30. That's it.
This guy, the minute they smell you walking in, the minute they, oh, he has cash.
I don't, I know, but I keep it.
For me to give him $100 to go all the way in.
No. I like giving out. I feel like I don't know. I like giving shlaim to the kids. And
I like giving them also.
But the Maisa, I keep it under my thing. I just give out without any, like, I don't make
looking at.
I don't make any tyrus. Guys like, I 10 kids, $5.
Oh,
shit. I just gave him another five. He's like, okay, I told you, 10 kids, that's only two.
Okay. Okay. No, it's like Santa Claus, what do you think this is?
The guy might admit that the dog was, okay, the wrong guy gave
it
to me, I gave money, and I didn't realize I had a bunch of things in my pocket, but I folded the opposite way, so the inside was a bunch of fives, I didn't have all the fives in there, I was just like giving. All of a sudden, they're like, five guys gave it back, and it's
No, but I mean,
and then I gave out my last one, guys. I get more.
I daven outside, so it's a pleasure. I don't.
It was too cold when I was 8.
No, now it's beautiful this week. It was gorgeous.
Every single day was in the 60s.
Degrees.
Gorgeous. A tiny wind, maybe 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, beautiful.
Blue skies like you've never seen. It was
you
gorgeous.
Go again, you go.
The Blazer wants to go after Purim for 1 day. We'll do the same trip.
I don't know what in and out. Much.
Yeah, I love it. It's the best trip. I don't think for 30 hours. Yeah, exactly. That means my head is away from everything.
Because you're constantly running.
That's what I need. In order for me to relax, that's what I need.
You can't, but it feeds into your OCD like crazy.
It's beautiful. It's
ADHD.
I get back on the plane. I forgot for 28 hours. I forgot everything that I'm busy with.
You've gone here for 48
like
hours.
Like a day is me. Are you going to give the share night? No, I can't. I'm out of commission. You know what I'm saying? You have no idea. I got it. I sat. Crazy. I sat down in my seat. I slept for 6.5 hours, 7 hours. Never happened to me. I was so tired. I have no idea.
Don't fasten your seatbelts. I was already out.
I didn't even take the blanket out of the bag or the pillow. It was by my feet.
Yeah.
And my bag was by my feet. I wake up 7 hours later. My bag is not there. They move my bag on top. And no blanket. I was shivering. It was cold. You know, it gets cold in the plane.
I was in my jacket. I texted my daughter, take off. The next thing I remember was 2 hours left to the flight.
That's great. Wake up like that. I woke up, it was like 3 hours left. It was great.
Then it was up the whole day. It was very good.
I think the day I fly back was very interesting. So when you're there for a week, your body is all whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I was able to nap twice, but you come home, you're like, the next day you're a mensch. Next day you're like back.
You mean you didn't sleep at all, so you just sleep at night?
I
didn't write back.
I took the nighttime flight. You leave the nighttime flight, you sleep the whole night, and come to the night, you land here in the morning, time for shower.
If you could sleep, if you could sleep.
If
you're there for a week, you can't necessarily sleep on the plane.
I was out cold. I told you, from takeoff.
I didn't sleep 1 week. My son slept with me in the room. I had 2 beds in the room. So he slept with me. He's like, can I ask you questions? You don't sleep? It's like, I mean, I woke up a few times more than that from your stupid phone ringing, and every time I woke up, you were on the phone. I'm like, yeah. At 4:30, my phone rings. I wasn't sleeping. I was ready, like, up, and there's a guy collecting.
Oh, gosh.
I said, okay, send me a link. No problem. He's like, okay, do you know how much you're going to give? I was like, are you crazy? Why are you picking the phone? I said, I pick up every phone call. It doesn't matter.
Wow. This is really
business is crazy.
This is the extra room seats are the best value, because you actually get them less
extra
people.
Legroom,
yeah, extra. It's also wider. Like the premium economy seat.
The premium
economy is the best bulk.
But it doesn't like
6 years ago, a business was $3,500, and the premium was $1,800. Now it's $2,800 for
right. What it is? And a seat is $1,800. Well, for cock to see,
no. You can get it for 1,000.
It's on United.
I'm only flying Aloha now. United is horrible. Service is horrible. They're horrible to the people. They're horrible. I walked around for a minion. They're horrible.
Why are you walking around? Dominate your seat like an old person.
I'm a dominant seat. I make a minion.
You're supposed to do
no.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't do that. I heard this when I was in there too. Rav Elsner sat in his seat and he davened.
And Rav Yitzchak told me now that I'm right and I should keep on not making a minyan. He says, someone doesn't miss a minyan, don't miss a minyan on the plane. Make a minyan, just make it, don't make it in front of ladies who are not dressed properly. Try to daven inside the kitchen.
That's not just that. It's not actually, it's munching a lot.
Yeah. He says munching is not your word.
You disturb the whole flight because you want to.
I'm not disturbing anybody. I daven in the kitchen.
That they expect it.
And they work with you.
They work with you. Yes. United, they're stupid. Yeah. Guys, you're going to Israel.
Yeah.
There's 250 from yeshiva guys on the plane. Get with the program. Yeah, get with the program. Like, what are you talking about?
It's more than 2/3.
You feel like you're going to Uganda. You feel like going to Uganda on United. No shaykhs. I got on a plane, I'm like, really? I'm going to Israel. Like, come on, man, guys.
That's also a good thing about the daytime. You're landing, you don't have to have a minion on the plane.
Right, that's good.
You almost miss minion.
Even mincha, I almost missed mincha. I got off the plane. Nobody, it was 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock. Nobody made a minion. Everybody's rushing to get out, to get what's called. I get out to the car, and he's like, I said, we go down mincha. He's like, no way. I can't get from here anywhere to mincha. And it's shul, shkia, is quick. And there's no time.
Should take a train.
No, I had to go for a Kiryat Sefer. So he's like, you're not going to make the Kiryat Sefer. You're not going to make that anyway. So go back in. Yeah, there's a shul there. Exactly. Run up there. I ran up there. I just finished the minyan. Means the guys who know, they go there right away. I didn't know. I went outside. By the time I got back in, it's
the...
So I waited there. I sent my son. My son went down and he recruited people who were coming out with the sukkah. You want to have mincha? Oh, yeah. Mincha. So that I got 10 people. But it took me 25 minutes. I got out of the airport 45 minutes later because of that. Right. Whatever, what should I do, you know?
I got to
do this next.
What happened now?
Go pick up my dog.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay, let's finish this plot.
We'll be there tomorrow morning.
We finished today's test.
All right.
Huh? No, we're not.
Do you finish today's test?
Ulmanda Omar Asmana Milsi. Amara, so the Asni Alai Miyakara. Turn about a case of Sidron. So now we're going many times. Kavishli, Vayikriacha, Miyamin, and Shema, Vayimishmaya Smiley. Vatani Ibcha, Arabai Lakasha, Kam Miminishal Kaira, Kam Miminishal Minach. So it depends. Basically, if you're looking at the guy, so if you go this way, Vakaira, Kaira Kisidron. So, and that's the Machoik is a random time, and what's called which parishes go where. Everybody has the same parish. People couldn't believe this. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? I thought Rabbeinu Tam's is totally different.
It's
the same thing, just different.
Except, by the way, that's not the Rabbeinu Tam.
Yes, yeah, like that.
Yes, thank you. Almost nobody recognizes that. Rabbeinu Tam's biggest chiddush is not, it should be that Kamenichon, not only. Says you don't bury somebody standing, you bury somebody laying down. So the Sefer Torah should not be standing up.
Why would bury somebody?
No, I'm saying because when you put the Sefer Torah in the Aron, he also wants it lying flat, doesn't want it standing up. Because by burying people, the same kind of thing, it's covered to lay them flat, not to keep them standing up.
Right.
So the Sefer Torah, it's not covered to keep it standing up, you're supposed to lay it flat. Same thing with the Parshas, they should be laying flat. Mezuzah, flat.
So how does he deal with four bottom?
I don't understand. Practically, how do you have four bottom that they go flat? I don't know. You have to
look at the stone.
Who says flat?
The whole concept of Rabbeinu Tam is not only the order of the parshas. Rabbeinu Tam also had his parshas flat.
No, we don't have Rabbeinu Tam like that.
No. And it was what was it? Rechav Elazar asked his Rebbe, asked the Gra, how come he doesn't put on Rabbeinu Tam?
Tais doesn't say that. Tais doesn't Rabbeinu Tam just say, like I said, Rabbeinu Tam.
That's one thing. But there's a difference, another shita of whether the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is always that you have, besides for the Seder, it's also that there's...
By the way, Rabbeinu Tam is not the only order.
Right.
Two others.
Yes. So the famous line is, Rechaim Valajin Esther Gra, why doesn't he wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? And he said, because I'm going to refer to Bechashish for Rabbeinu Tam's shita, I'm going to have to wind up wearing 64 pairs of tefillin. Because it's more than, it's not just Rabbeinu Tam, there's other shittas.
How to wear.
You have to lay flat and standing up. So if I'm going to do all the possibilities, I'm going to have 64 pairs of tefillin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the Gemara, that's yesterday. Let's turn this off and let's go.
Did you watch?
Yes, you have to have the story.
Yeah.
Support the deacon.